It was zeichet to begin Seif Gimel in the first parak of Aris HaTaira, just the first line, and to learn from the Gra the inyan of Yenikas Teresh Baal Peh, which is Begnizim Neshamayim of Yilami Ha'aretz. The relationship between Teresh B'Chsav and Teresh Baal Peh, Chas and Kala, husband and wife, which is a continuation of what we were learning in Siv Beis, Eishes Chayla Teres Bala, that even though in a way that is golui, that is revealed, there's no question that the Teres Shebechsav is Teres Hashem. And in that respect, Rav Kook describes it as the Megama Shel HaMegama, is the ideal of all ideals. Teres Shebechsav is Teres Hashem. But the Tzura HaPnimis, the Torah Shebechsav exists for the sake of Yisrael, for the sake of the Kala, for the sake of Teres Shebaal Peh, which is Teres Yisrael. Chaviven Divrei Soifim, Yoisim Divrei Torah. Before we continue with Siv Gimel, I was very excited. The paper that you have in front of you, that was just handed out. Every Matzei Shabbos, there's a minig on Matzei Shabbos to learn Tana Devar Eliyahu, and I always learn a little bit of Tana Devar Eliyahu every Matzei Shabbos. And I was up to this in Perek Yud Dalet, and this is shining with what we were learning, and I wanted to share with you, even though it goes back a little bit into Siv Beis. But I feel that we need to see this, as Hashgacha Pratis, to see this before we move forward. You'll see what I mean in a second. This is Tom de Velio, Perik Yudalid. So look inside the photos that you just got. So Elyonavi is saying this. Elyonavi himself is saying this. Pam achas hayisi oyvev yimokim lamokim. You know, Elyonavi moves around. He moves around. So pam achas, Elyonavi says one time, hayisi oyvev yimokim lamokim, I was going from place to place. It's only Adam Echad. I met a person. Elinovi says, I met a person. Sheyesh by Mikra, ve'ein by Mishnah. I met a person who is great in the study, in the learning of Tanakh, of Teresh B'Chsav. Yesh by Mikra, but ve'ein by Mishnah. But Teresh Baal Peh is missing. Teresh B'Chsav, he knows a lot. But not Teresh Baal Peh. Va'omali, and this Yid said to me, this Yid asked, Elinovi saying this, Rebbe, Shnei Dvarim Yesh Ba'olam, Vani Oyavam Bilvavi, Ahava Gemura. How beautiful every word is here. It says, Rebbe, there are two things in the world that I love, more than anything, two things that I love in the world. And I love these two, Ahava Gemur, complete love. Ve'elohein, Torah v'Yisrael. That's pretty good. Torah v'Yisrael. I love Ahava Gemur. I love Torah and I love Jews. I will any yadea ezim hem kaidim. But these two ahavas that I have, the love for Torah and the love for Jews, any yadea ezim hem kaidim. I don't know which is first. I don't know which is higher from these two, the love of Torah or the love of Yisrael. Amati loy. So listen. Avinovi says to him. Avinovi answered him. Bini, my son. Darkan shel bnei Adam, Imrim haTorah kadma. Darkan shel bnei Adam. Pay attention to every word. Darkan shel bnei Adam, the way of bnei Adam of people, the way of people of the Welt. Darkan shel bnei Adam, Imrim haTorah kadma. The general way of the general understanding of people of the world is that Torah kadma. Is that Torah is higher than Yisrael. They're both Gevaldic, the two Ahavis, but Torah is first. Torah is number one. Then comes Yisrael. Shenemar says in Pasuk, Hashem kanani reishis darko, the Torah is speaking. Hashem acquired me, reishis darko, the Torah is called reishis darko, the beginning of my way. That's what the Welt says. Elianovi says, that's what the Welt says. Aval ani oimer, Elianovi says, however, I say, Yisrael kadmu. That I say that Yisrael comes first. Shenema, kodesh Yisrael Hashem, reishis tvoisa. That Yisrael is called reishis tvoisa, Hashem's first crap, the first planting. Reishis tvoas. I say Yisrael's kadma. Moshe lemelech, then Elianovi says, a moshe lemelech shahayu leish ubanim b'soy chabayis. This can be compared to a king who has a wife and children at home. Because of his egeres al hamakam she'ishto yubanim sham. And he writes a letter to the place where his wife and children are there. Il mole ishti Gomali ishti ubonai ubonai or bnishali shoisli naches ruach b'say chabayis echravti samakim. He says, look, I'm part of that whole place, but if not for my wife and my son and my children, if not for my family, the truth is echravti samakim. I would destroy the place. I would have no purpose. So Elianovi says, kach so too il mole hem Yisrael. Il mole hem Yisrael, if not for Yisrael, if not for Eden, il mole hem Yisrael, le niv ha'olam v'nechav ha'olam. The world would not have been created to begin with, and if there would be a world, the world would be, and there is a world, the world it would be destroyed. Kach nama kodesh Yisrael Hashem reishis tvoasa. So that's the meaning of kodesh Yisrael Hashem reishis tvoasa. V'nema Hashem kanani reishis darkai. But first is kodesh Yisrael Hashem. Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, that's the highest. Reishis to us. So what's Elianovi saying? Elianovi is saying that there are two approaches. There are two gishot. There are two approaches. There's what's called, that's what he calls darken shabnei Adam. What the Welt says, what people say. And then there's Va'ani Oimer, what I say. Elianovi says. Now remember we learned in Siv Beis, we learned that Rav Kook describes Histaklus Hagluya and Histaklus Hapnimis. And he says that we have to be Mechalik. That mitzad, histaklus hagluya, how things appear, which we would say in this tanavileo means, would be what the Welt says. Darken shubanei adam, the histaklus hagluya says that Torah shubal peh depends entirely on Torah shubachsav. What's the whole tachlis of Torah shubal peh? Any gemara you open up is menahani mili. Menahani mili means that you have a mishnah, you have a brisa, you have a din, you have a halacha, and the question always is, where does this come from in Torah Shebichsav? So the Torah Shebal Peh, which is Yisrael. Remember, this Yitz question is He said, there are two ahavis that I love about Ahava Gemurah, but I don't know which comes first, which is higher. Ahavis Yisrael, Ahavis HaTorah. I don't know which. So Elinovi says, Darken Shabbanei Odom. Darken Shabbanei Odom, the way that of the world, the way that it seems to the world, which Rav Kook called Histakus Agluya. In Histakus Agluya, this is what we talked about last week, the Chasin is the Ikka. Remember we spoke about last week how the Kala walks around the Chasin is the center of the world. Tershe B'chsav. The Histakus Agluya says that Tershe B'Peh is always trying to get back to Tershe B'chsav. Just like now, you see, the girls are always waiting for the Shadchan to call them to tell them there's some Chasin that says, okay, I'll go out with them. Right? So the Tereh Shebaal Peh, from that perspective of Darken Shebnei Adam, the Histaklus Agluya, is always subservient to, is always seeking its way back to the Chasin, to Tereh Shebechsav, in that respect. Darken Shebnei Adam. So Darken Shebnei Adam, Elyonavi says, Torah is higher. The love of Torah is the highest. Talking about Torah Hashem, Torah Shebichsav is highest. Remember, this person was somebody sheyesh by mikra ve'ein by mishnah. That he was knowledgeable in Torah Shebichsav, but not Torah Shebaal Peh. There's no question that Elinovi was giving him musar. Elinovi was giving him musar. So this yid is saying that I have two ahavis. I have Torah Shebichsav. That's all he learned. That's all he knew. And Yisrael and Yidden. We understand that Yisrael is the Kala. Yisrael is Torah Shebaal Peh. That's Torah Yisrael. So the Navi tells him, Darken Shebnei Adam. The way of the world, the way it seems, like Rav Kook calls, Histaklus Agluya, the way that it appears, is the Chasim, the guy, Torah Shebichsav Kivyachal, Torah Hashem, Kadma, that's the Ikka. That's the Ikka. That's where everything begins. That's the Histaklus Agluya. But then Rav Kook spoke about Histaklus Apnimis. So the Histaklus Apnimis, which Elyonavi calls Va'ani Oimer. That's what Elyonavi tells us this year. Va'ani Oimer, you want to know what I say? Va'ani Oimer, Elinovi says, Va'ani Oimer, Yisrael Kodmo, the Kala, Torah Shebaal Peh, Ani Oimer, because the Torah Shebichsav came into this world, that the Baruch Shalom, the Chosn, came and was Megala Torah Shebichsav. And Kivyochel, he himself created the world, everything which is Torah Shebichsav, everything Torah Hashem, Torah Shebichsav, the whole Bria is only what? Is only because of Yisrael. Reishis Tuoso, Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, is only to bring out the Skula HaPnimis that Rav Kook calls the inner treasure, the inner Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. The whole reason for Torah Shebichsav really is Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebichsav is searching, the Chosn is really searching for the Kala. It's really that the Chosn really exists for the Kala. Not Kivyachol himself, God forbid, we're not talking about Hashem himself. Ein Sof Baruch Hu. That's not our discussion. We're talking about how Hashem has both made the world, the Shechin HaKadosh and so on, Kudshe Bichu Shechinte, in this world, that's all. So even though Mitzad is Taklus Agluya, oh, what Darken Shebnei Adam, what do people think? People think, well, that the Torah is higher, the Torah Shebichsav. This Yid says, he says, I tell you the truth, I learn Tanakh. I learned Torah Shebichsav. Because it says, Yesh by Mikra, Ve'ein by Mishnah. Elinov says, I met the Yid, that he knows Torah Shebichsav, but he's not, they would say nowadays, he's not into Gemara. He's not into Mishnah, right? But he's into Torah Shebichsav. And he says, there are two things that I love. I love Torah, Torah Hashem, and I love Yisrael. Which is the biggest ahav? So Elinov says, I know what you say. Darken Shebnei Adam, the way that it looks, is Torah Shebichsav is higher. Torah is higher. The Chosn is greater. Va'ani Oimer, Elinovi says, all the Giluyim of Elinovi, Giluyim of L'Azul L'Avoy, Elinovi says, Va'ani oimer Yisrael kodma the kala. Eishes chayel ateres barla, like we spoke about last week, that in the future it's going to be that the chosn is going to walk around the kala. Not that the kala is dragging around for the chosn. The chosn is going to drag around for the kala. Avalani oimer. And that's, you know, the whole tachlis of Torah Shebichsav is to draw out from the kala, who's so shy and so quiet and so tsanua, to draw out from her all of her koiches. So the whole purpose of Torah Shebichsav, which is to draw out from Yisrael the skula haplimis that's hidden inside of the kala, that's us. And how is that mezgala? That's mezgala in the shefa of Torah Shebaal Peh. So under the chuppah, the kala doesn't say anything. The chosn is giving a whole drasha. He says, "Harayet mekudesh asli b'tavazuk das ma'ishu Yisrael." We spoke a little bit about the inyan of the ring. He said, and the kala, like the Tani talks about in the siddur, and the kala, the garnish. The kala doesn't say anything. Oyd yishama v'yare Yehuda, v'chutzas Yisraelayim. It will yet be heard. Kol sasam kol simcha, but then lost love is not going to be just the chosn talking. Then it's going to be what? Kol chosn, the kol kala. Because then the world will see that it wasn't only the voice of the chosn, of the bari olam, of Torah Shebichsav. Like this Yid said, he learns Tanakh, because why? Yesh by mikra, why? Because he really, he didn't say, but he really holds the Torah kadma. And Elinari says, Dakin Shebin Yodam, I know that's how you hold. That's why you learn a lot of Tanakh, you learn a lot of Chumash, that's very, very nice, but you're ignoring Torah Shebaal Peh. Ani Oimel, you know what he says? I'm telling you what it really is. Mitzad the school of Hapnimis. The whole reason that there's a Torah Shebichsav is only for the Torah Shebaal Peh. Oid Yishoma Kol Sosman Kol Simcha Kol Chosman Kol Kala. Then the voice of the Kala will be heard by the mountains of Yishalayim. Will be heard loud and clear. Eishes Chala Teres Bala. That all of the time it appeared. La'ene B'nei Odom. Darken Shebnei Odom. It appeared that the Ikka was Teres Shebichsav, that the Ikka was Teres Hashav, that the Ikka was the Chosn, so to speak, coming down. But the Bani Shalom is going to reveal that Mitzad Eskul HaPnimis, the only reason he got involved in this whole project of creation was because of the Kala. And everything he does is only because of the Kala. And the Kala is the one that's really, really, the whole Hisoiris is Mitzad the Kala. And that's why Lost love of the chosn is going to walk around the kala because Eishes Chayel Ateres Bala, and that's what Elinovi says in the Moshul. So the whole Medina thinks that the whole country, whatever that the king is, has his whole malchus. So the whole malchus thinks of themselves that the king is our melech, that he's our melech, the king. He takes care of the malchus, the whole tachlis with the tachlis, the malchus, and so on. And the king sends and he's like this. I want you to know, I have a wife and children over there. If not for the wife and children, you wouldn't even exist. I wouldn't even pay any attention to you. I wouldn't be a melech, and there wouldn't be a malchus. I would destroy the whole malchus, if not for my wife and children. That's what the marshal is. Like you see, for instance, you see the way that it is in the world. Every Medina, every country, has it's Pashas Mishpatim, right? So every country has Mishpatim, Chukim, Mishpatim, Chayis. There are laws. Every place has laws. And all of the citizens of that Malchus are Kfufim, are subservient and bound to those laws. And there's no individual who's allowed to place himself above the law. He's not allowed to place himself above the law. Every single person, talking about, in a democracy, every single person in the Malchus is subservient to the laws. He has to be kareya mishtachaveh to the Constitution, right? And any person that places himself above the law, which we've seen, not just we see all the time, that there are people who try to do that, who try to place themselves above the law. That person is a danger to the whole melucha, to the whole malchus, and he's put into jail or whatever happens. He's very, very dangerous. Because there's no individual person that's higher than the mishpat. right? It can't be higher than the Eilam Mishpat, the Mishpat. There's nobody that's higher than the Mishpat. There's nobody that's higher than the laws. But that's only Mitzad Darkin Shabbanei Adam. Or that's what we say, Mitzad Histaklus Agluya. What's higher from the perspective of Histaklus Agluya? What's higher? What's higher, the Chayk, the law, or the people of the kingdom? What's higher? Mitzad Histaklus Agluya. What's on a higher level? The Chayk, the law. Therefore we say, even in English, no person can put himself above the law. So you would look at that, Mitzad Histaklus Agluya, and you would see what? That the highest thing in the place is Mishpat, is Chayk Mishpat, that's the highest place. That's the highest thing in that place, is the law. And the people are beneath the law. They're subservient to the law, and they have to live by the law. The law is king. But that's only Mitzad Histaklus Agluya. Mitzad Hiskula HaPnimis or Histaklus HaPnimis, what's higher? The people. The only reason that Bechlau there are Chukim Mishpatim over there is that what? Is that the people should be able to live. There should be a healthy, normal society, and that people should be not hurt each other, they should get along with each other, and so on and so forth, and everything should go nice, it should be a Seder. So the same way that people can't put themselves, a person can't put himself above a law, the law can't place itself above the people. But really, Mitzad Histaklus HaPnimis, the people are higher. What's the Shaila? Yisrael Kadma. So what's higher, Torah or Yisrael? Mitzad Histaklus HaGluya, what we see, Torah is higher. And every single Jew, and Yisrael, the Kala, is what? Is subjected to the Chayk of Torah Hashem that comes down from Shemayim, the Chosin. But Mitzad the Staklus HaPnimis, Mitzad the School HaPnimis of the Kala of Yisrael, but this is what Elmer was saying, is the whole reason that the Torah was given was only because of you. The whole reason that there's a Malchus is only because of my people, because of Yisrael. The only reason there's a Torah Shebichsav is because of Torah Shebaal Peh. So Mitzad that, the cause of all of this is Yisrael. That's the School of HaPnimis, and that's the deeper meaning, and that's the deeper meaning of Chavivin Divrei Seifrim Yoisim Divrei Torah. Chavivin Divrei Seifrim Yoisim Divrei Torah. That there's a Chavivus of Divrei Seifrim that's more than Divrei Torah. And you see this. You see that this is what we were learning last week at the end from the Gra. We were talking about this Zivug. Again, let's read the first line in Seif Gimel. I just want to tell you that Mitzvah in the future it's going to be going faster, I hope. But the Yesoidus of the whole Sefer are in the first couple of Seifim, so it's not, I hope it'll go fast in this issue. No. Okay, good. Where we saw that the first sentence there, Yinikas Teresh Shabbat Peh, he beginizu min HaShemayim, or begilu min HaAretz. And we spoke last Erev Shabbos about the Gra, and we understand that now that we have the Chasan Kala, they've already been under the Chuppah, and we stood at Har Sinai, and we already had the Chasana. So afterwards, we're looking forward now that this couple should have healthy children, right? That this couple should have healthy children. And the way of that Zivig is, as we spoke about, the way of the Zivig is, Hazino Shamayim Vadabera, Vesishma Haaretz Imrei Fi, of that Zivig between Shamayim, Torah, Torah Shebichsav Hashem, and Vesishma Haaretz Imrei Fi in the plural, because that's already all going to all the details of Torah Shabbat Peh, that's the Kala, that's Yisrael, and that Zivug, the Groz shows, the Isis with the Hey, we spoke a little bit about the numbers 16 and 15, which is the Zivig of Ish and Isha, of the Chas and Kala, of the Yud and the Hey, Kutchabichu, Shchinte, that Zivug. So now that they're married, and we're hoping that all of the friend and family davening, that they should have Bez Hashem children, they should have Peiris. So the way of the Zivig is that the unique of Tar Shabbat Peh is Begnizum and Hashemayim, the Chasen contributes to that Zivig, of course, something which we don't see. The baby develops inside the mother's womb. the hopefully in a good way, all the evorim, all the limbs of the child, and then Be'ez Hashem, after 9 months, we have a baby. And when we look at that baby, the gilui, the baby is meha'aretz. This baby is just of this. It comes from the mother. And you could even have a kasha. Who's the father? No one has a kasha with the mother. I mean, nowadays there's everything's a kasha. But in a normal world. In a normal world, when the mother's over there in the hospital, and the mother has the baby, there's no kasha, as far as Eretz is concerned. The baby, when you look at this baby, you could say, if you didn't know, you didn't know anything, and you don't know anything about how the world works, and a person comes, he's like a pashut, the person who does that's not a little, you know, with the world. So he would say that all you have here is a mother, and there's this lady and this baby. Then you tell this guy, look, there's also a man in this situation. There's a man that's involved in this. She says, oh, I don't see that. All I see is that there's a lady and a baby. And he's a person that's a meshugana. So he says, I deny that there's terim and hashamayim. In other words, there is no chasen. There is no husband. There's no seed. There's only what I see with my eyes, which is the rabbis made this stuff up, right? I just see the baby, and the baby has limbs and organs. What are the limbs and organs? Sechta brachis, it's machai. Sechta brachis, and Shabbos, and Pesach, and Erev, and machai, right? Medrash, and Zoyer, and everything. Those are the limbs and the organs. The person who looks at this says, I only see, it's a begilui meha'aretz. I only see the baby. I only see the mother. I only see the woman. I only see Torah Shabbat Peh. I don't see anything else. Yinikas Torah Shabbat Peh, of course, is a hibignizum and a shemayim in a hidden way. In a hidden way, it's from shemayim. Ubegilui meha'aretz. Right? That's what it means. Ubegilui, what we see, the yinika that we see, is meha'aretz. The mother, Yanika, the mother nurses the baby, right? Again, if we ask the same Meshugana, and now we introduce him to the father, we say, this is the father. He says, I don't know, what do you have to do with any of this? See, so all the Meshugana sees is that the mother is nursing the baby. The mother is nursing the infant. So the fathers are good for nothing. Which in many cases turns out to be the case over time anyway. But just at the beginning, we were still hopeful. Maybe something will come of this. So the guy's not feeding. And we tell him this. You should know this person, this man over here, Mr. So and So. He's a shutif in this whole project. And what's his name? His name is Shamayim. His name is Shamayim. That's a funny name. That's not so funny. You have right, Shlomo. There are funny names we're hearing about. We'll be talking last night. So his name is Shamayim. And what's her name? Mrs. Aretz. I think you already have Jews, the name is Aretz, right? So her name is Aretz, Aretz. So the Meshugana says, what does this Shamayim have to do with this Aretz? I don't see a shaykhus one to the other. All I see is that this woman is sitting here with a baby, with different parts of the body. This is called Shabbos, this is called Brachos, this is called Psachim, Zvachim, Menachos. I see this baby. I see here Mishnah Berurah, Rav Shulchan, Aruch Shulchan, I see all these things. And the mother's nursing, and the yanika is completely for Mrs. Eretz, and I don't see that Mr. Who's this Mr. Shemayim? Doesn't have anything to say. Yanika is Torah Shabbat Peh, he begnizum and Hashemayim. But of course, the yanika of Torah Shabbat Peh is in a hidden, mysterious way that you can't see with your eyes. And Hashemayim, as the Tanya says by Arichas, that every single part of the child's body, all the way he's talking about the nails and the nail of the little toe, has a yanika from the moyach, from the brain of the father, from where the zera, the seed comes, right? So Tanya talks about. But is mitzad again the staklus agluya? I don't know. Staklus agluya. This Mr. Shemayim, you tell me he exists. I never saw him. I remember when our Meir was born, we were in the hospital, in Brookdale Hospital. You heard of that? Yeah. Yeah. All right. That's already now That's already the Gaza Strip by now. It's a dangerous place. But it used to be a Morgat site. You were born there. Well, it was filled with Jewish doctors and a lot of you in there. And that's when Meir was born. And there was a, and it was a, there was in the room that she was, after the baby was in the room, there was a lady there. There was a, it's a different site of a bria. I don't understand how to describe in words. I can tell you that really 10 minutes after she had the baby, she was walking up down, walking up and down the hall, like making trouble and stuff, right after she had the baby. Right? Different kind of a bria. So she was on the phone. It was Rachmanis. So we were sitting with him here. And she was on the phone, this lady. She was talking to the guy that she held was responsible for the baby. She held, I mean, it's probably very hard to pinpoint it, but she held that this was the guy. And she said, I remember the lashonis she was using, I'm leaving out the lashonis. But the basic lashonis, without those bad words, was she kept on saying over and over, I remember, I felt rachmanis, I was looking at my wife, and I was so grateful to be a Jew and to have this a wife and a child. Because she kept on saying, the lashon was, but you're my man, you got to come down. And I want you to come to the hospital, you're my man. She said, you're my man. And she kept on saying this with cursing, you gotta come, you're my man. And then, I mean, obviously he hung up the phone. And there she is, she's left the rest of her life to take care of this kid. Probably her mom, you know, will end up with a kid. Her and her mom will have some kind of a shifus. And that's it. Ve'einenu. Ve'einenu. That's it for her man. Her man is gone. Finished. Tzachmanis. We're Jews. And every single second of our lives is chasm kala. Every second of our lives is a chasm. Every second of our lives is a zivig with the Borei Olam. Unique is Teresh of Alpeh, he begnizum and Hashem. Our man is the Borei Olam. He's with us every single second. But it's begnizum. A lot of people have a hard time with that. So they end up thinking that there's only a mother and a child. Meaning that there's only Teresh Shalapa and the rabbis made this stuff up. In other words, there's only a kala. There's nothing else. That's it. Just this. Unique is the Teresh Shalapa. It begins from the Shemayim. It begins with some Shemayim. That's the Zivuk. And look how he continues the tzaddik. And remember, we're learning all of this. It's still a little bit of Shvat left, right? I told you I was going to talk more, but then I see it's already over. Tu B'Shvat's already a little while back, but it's still the month of Shvat. We were talking a little bit 2 weeks ago about this zivug, because it's really shining in the entire month of Shvat. But we learned when we spoke then that Tu B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan, or Le'ilanis, right? Elon. And all the Sarma Kadeshim bring down that the word Elon, because it's what we're talking about now also, the fruit of Teresh Lata, that the word Elon, tree, is the Gematria, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Havaya, and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Havaya and Adnus, which the Gematria of Elon, that's 91. 91 is the Gematria of Yud Kei Vav Kei, and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. It's in all the Sfarim. The Ovi Yisrael, if you look in the Ovi Yisrael in Tu B'Shvat, that's the main headquarters, but it's in all the Sfarim. And this Yichud of Yud Kei Vav Kei is Shemayim. Yud Kei Vav Kei is the Chasm. That's the Father. That's Shemayim. And Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is Malchus, is the sphere of Malchus, which is the Kala. Malchus is the Kala. That's Eretz, that's Teresh Shebaal Peh. Malchus is Teresh Shebaal Peh. Imrei Fi, right? B'sishma Ha'aretz, Imrei Fi. Toshma, come and hear. Imrei Fi, Teresh Shebaal Peh, Teresh Ba'al Peh is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. So that's that yichud, that unification that is contained in the word Ilan, which equals 91, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei, Torah Shebichsav, the Father, Shemayim, and the Shem Aleph Dalad Nun Yun, which is how we pronounce, because we don't know how to pronounce this, we don't pronounce the Shem Havai, so we say Aleph Dalad Nun Yun. In the Sfardish Siddurim, you see how it's always in the, I mean, the Sfaradi Siddurim, you see, and in some of the other Siddurim, some of the Sfardish Siddurim also, you see that there's always a chibur between the Shem Adnus and Shem Havai. Inside the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei, they put in the letters Aleph Dalad Nun Yud. You've seen that, and you look in the Sfardi Siddur, you see. It's the shilav of the Shem Havaya and the Shem Adnus, because the tachlis is to join together the chas makal, the zivik of heaven and earth, of the Shem Havaya, which is Zer Anten, which is the those spheres, and the sphere of Malchus, which is the Kala. So when you bring together in a good zivik a wonderful chasen Shemayim and a wonderful Kala, Knesset Yisrael, the Jewish people, which is Eretz. So then we're all excited that we look forward that they'll have Peres. Yeah? That the Ilan, I just want to explain what this means, that the Ilan, which is 91, Havaya and Adnus, that the Ilan, the tree, will bear fruit. In the Tzavav, the Chassam Sofer, the Chassam Sofer writes how all he davened for, and this is what he was asking before he died, was initially Yave Sheilan, that my tree shouldn't dry up, that you should continue with what I taught. It shouldn't dry; it should continue. Tears. That's all we want. It should continue. So we now have a wonderful couple, and we're all looking forward to the couple having tears. What are the tears in this zivug between Kutcher Bichu, between the Shem Havaya and Knesset Yisrael, which is Kutcher Bichu and the Shechina, so to speak, and Malchus? The Peres are Shishim Riboy Nishmas Yisrael. The Peres are all the different Yidlach in the world, all the Jews of the world, and Shishim Riboy Aisis HaTayr. Remember, the Yisrael, that the word Yisrael is the Rosh HaTevis, Yeh Shishim Riboy Aisis HaTayr, right? The 600,000 souls of the Jewish people are supposed to reveal and to uncover, to bring forward into the world, bring out into the world each Jew, Torah Shebaal Peh. Therefore, Yisrael corresponds to Yesh Shishim Riba Isis Latiris, brought down in Svarm. These are the Peres. The Peres are Jews, Yisrael, and the Torah Shebaal Peh, that comes out from Yisrael. This is what we are hoping for from the Zivik, that every Jew has Nachiza. Every Jew is connected to a certain ice, to a certain letter, which means to a certain part of Torah Shebaal Peh, or receives from the Chosam Torah Shebichsav, and in his life is supposed to give birth to Torah Shebaal Peh, Chidushim, thoughts, feelings, Navodas Hashem, and Torah Hashem, through that Zivig, which is the Ilan, should now have fruit. So that Jew, that Yid, is supposed to bring out V'sein Chal Kein L'B'Seresacha in his personal zivik with Kutcher Brichu, with his ois in Torah Shebichsav, in Torah Hashem, to bring out Torah Shebaal Peh, Chidushei Torah. Therefore, I mentioned then, it was Erev Tu B'Shvat, I mentioned the teaching of the Megal HaMukis, that we have a Kabbalah from Chazal, that we have a Kabbalah from Chazal, that on the day of Tu B'Shvat, the Saraf is Oyla B'Ilan, right? What's the Saraf, you remember? The sap, right? The sap begins to rise. Oh, we don't see that. We don't see that. Yinik is Torah Shebaal Peh, he begins in the Shemaim, or Begilu Miharis. We don't see that. It's cold, it's winter, we don't see that. But we have a Kabbalah, that there's the His'urs, this Urs, begins on Tu B'Shvat with the Sarif is Oyla B'Ilan. And I mentioned 2 weeks ago that the teaching of the Megal HaMukis, that the word Sarif, which means sap, is the Rosh Tevis Shishim Riboy Perushim. Shishim Riboy Perushim. 600,000 explanations, Perushim, which is Torah Shabbal Peh. Shishim Riba Perushim. The Sarav Oyla Be'ilam, let's put it together a little bit. The Sarav Oyla Be'ilam means that now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given all the rainwater, remember that that's what Tu B'Shvat is, that the rainwater, the rain season is finished, right? That's done. The rain, the Iker rains have already fallen. That's the Torah Shebichsav, remember? The rain has fallen, which is Torah Shebichsav. Tu B'Shvat, the Sarif is Oyla Be'ilam. Sarif means Shishim Ribay Perusha, which corresponds to the Shishim Ribay Nishmas Yisrael, which corresponds to Yesh Shishim Ribay Isis L'Torah, which is Torah Shebaal Peh, is Oyla Be'ilam. The Torah Shebaal Peh begins to be Oyla Be'ilam. What is this tree? So the Zohar Kodesh says about the Ilan that the Ilan has 12 branches that correspond to the 12 Shvatim, and it has 70 Anfei Anofim, branches that come off, little branches that come off from the big branch, which are the Shivim Nefesh that came down to Mitzrayim, the Shivim Nefesh. The 12 Shvatim are the 12 branches. Then the Shivim, then the 70 little branches that come off from the big branches are the Shivim Nefesh that came down to Mitzrayim. And Shishim Riboy Peris, that's what the Zohar says. The Ilan has 600,000 fruits growing on it. The Shishim Riboy Peris are the what? Are the Shishim Riboy Nishmas Yisrael and the Shishim Riboy Perushim of Torah Shebaal Peh. For every single ois, every single letter in Torah Shebichsav, these are the babies. These are the children. And I explained 2 weeks ago what we find in the Ayiv Yisrael and the other Svarim, that this davka takes place in the month of Shvat, because that's the time when it says in the beginning of the Dvarim, begins in Sefer Dvarim, that crossing over, as I explained, from Torah Shebichsav to Torah Shebaal Peh. Moshe Rabbeinu is now speaking himself, not just saying, he's speaking himself. It's the beginning of the Shishim Riboy Perushim of Torah Shebichsav. And that's why Tu B'Shvat is on the 15th, because 15 is Yud and Hey. Yud and Hey is the Zivug. Yud is the Ish, is the Chosn. That's Yud Kei Vav Kei, that's the Yud. And the Hey is the final Hey of Hashem's name, which is Adnus, which is Malchus. That's the Zivug of the Zohar and the Kei of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. And I threw it in the last 5 minutes. I know I got a couple of people dizzy then, because I just threw it all in the 5 minutes. And that's why, as I explained a few weeks ago, that's why Knesset Yisrael, the Kala, has the ability to understand, to feel and to understand the Ratzon Hashem, that when Hashem Yisbarach says a pasuk, the chasen, the husband, says a pasuk, which is like a seed in Torah Shebichsav, the Kala, the mother, the Jewish people, we're able to understand what that means, to decipher that, and to take the DNA and all that other thing, stuff, and to bring it out, what? In Shishim Riboy Perushim. It all goes back to the letter in Torah Shebichsav, to the word in Torah Shebichsav. That's like the seed. That's the father. And it all comes out in the mother, in the Shishim Riboy Peris, the Shishim Riboy Perushim, the Shishim Riboy Isis Later, the Shishim Riboy Nishmais Yisrael. It comes out in the Kala, where the rest of the world looks and says, how did the rabbis know that that's what the pasuk means? And how do you get that kid from that guy? The guy, the husband's the father saying, how does that child have, what does that child have to do with him? That's the Bina Yisera of the Isha Kshera. What does that mean? What does that mean? That there's a special measure of Bina that the Kala has, that the mother has, a special measure of Bina. So I mentioned 2 weeks ago, you know that Eizu, Chazal say, Eizu hu isha ksheirish, Eizu v'tzayin ba'ala. What's a kosher, what's a holy Jewish woman? She does the will of her husband. This, of course, has been used by the wrong people, by people who don't understand in a terrible way, to paint a picture of Yiddishkeit as if, God forbid, it's like by the Yishma'elim, Chas V'Shalom. But there, with an Indian of a woman in that world, so Eze Isha Ksheir, what does it mean? Who's a kosher Jewish wife? Oyser Itzayin Baila. That means an Isha Ksheir is that her husband doesn't have to say everything out. The wife understands. She knows her husband. Botach Bo Leiv Baila. We're going to say in a few hours. The husband trusts, Hashem Zbach trusts his wife. She knows what I really want. She knows what I mean. When I say those words in Torah Shavuot Chasav, two words. When I say those words, Ve'elam Mishpatim, so then you have the Medrash, and you have Gemaras, and you have, especially in Parashat Mishpatim, every word is Tilei Talmud Shel Halachas. Batach Ba'alev Ba'al. The husband, the Rebbeinu Shalom, trusts, the Yud Kei Vav Kei trusts Malchus, his Kala, the Jewish people. She understands when I say Ve'elam Mishpatim, she knows exactly what I mean. The rest of the world is standing there. They have no idea what he's talking about. So the rest of the world, they see the words in Torah Shavuot Chasav, and then they see what we do, how we live as Jews, a million halachas, and they say, that, what? What does that have to do with those two words? What does one thing have to do with the other? Where's the, that's from, so they say, it's Begnizu. He just has to make a little bit of a hint, the husband, and the wife knows exactly. Isha Ksheira, Oyser Itzayin Barla. She knows exactly what the husband's talking about. He doesn't have to give a whole arichas. She knows his favorite foods, and she knows how it's supposed to be and how everything's supposed to be. She understands that. That's the bina of the Isha Ksheira. And that's why I explained that the first, now I'm just explaining, I didn't explain it then. That was more Tarish B'Chsav. Now I'm saying more Tarish B'Chsav. That's why the first zivig of Torah, the first zivig that we see in Torah, not just that we find them married, but where the Torah tells us how it happened, again, was who? Yitzchak Avinu Rivki Imenu. It's the first zivig. And by that first zivig, Eliezer made a simon, and the simon was what? That the girl will say, Shesei V'gam G'malecha Ashke. You should drink, and your camels could also drink. You should drink, and your camels. In other words, even though there was the sin that Elizabeth made, I'm only gonna ask myself. But she's gonna understand on her own, Bivka, because the wife, the woman, is the Bechin of Torah Shebal Peh. So the test is to see whether Rivka is going to understand really what's needed beyond what's obvious. Is she going to understand what's hidden, what's Beginizu, or only what's Nigla? So therefore, the first zivik takes place, again, by the water, by the well, because that's the inyan of the water that fell from Shamayim, and now the be'er that rises up, Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Shebachsav, Yarev, Kemat Aluchi, Tizal, Ketalim, Rosi, Hazinu Shamayim, Vadabres, Vesishma Harasim Reifi. So Eliezer, I explained that 2 weeks ago, he's called the Messiah Eliezer, Doilu Amashke Mitaris Rabbala Acherim. It's all in of bringing forth the teachings of Avraham Avinu to others. The mazel of the month of Shvat is the dili, is the pail that draws out from the Torah Shebal Peh, that the water that fell from Torah Shebichsav and brings out much, much more water, and not only gives to him to drink, but gam legmalecha ashken. I'm also going to give to the camels to drink. And that's why Hoyel Moshe Be'er is a Torah Hazayis. Be'er, he explains, the word to explain. Shishim Ribay Perushim, Be'er, is where the zivik took place. Be'er, a well, and to explain is the same thing. The bor of the mikveh that we were learning about the past few weeks. And that's why the Bini Yaseir of the Jewish people in Torah Shebal Peh is that the Jewish people are an Isha Ksheir, that we know the Ratzon of Hashem that's expressed only in one word or in one pasuk. We know that. Even though it's Begnizu. And the rest of the world says, where? There's no Shemayim, there's no Torah Shebal Peh. What? Where? Who does it come from? Where did you get all these halachas? This is how you put on tefillin? Who told you that? To say, I know it. How do you know it? It says in the Torah, Tatafis. What does that mean, Tatafis? So Rashi says, tell him, look at Rashi says, it's an African, it means, you'll feel funny even saying it. It means like, it's two and two, so you have the parashas like this. So the person looks at you and says, you're telling me that that's why you guys have been for thousands of years putting these boxes on your head and on your arm and with all these things with the straps because it says this thing, tat pas, taitofus. And the Ishak Sheva looks at the stranger, because only the husband and wife, they know they have secrets. Right? They know. They know they have gestures, they know. They have their own code. So only the Ishak Sheva, who's Oisir Sain Baila, so she looks and she at the stranger and she doesn't feel bad, she feels proud. She's the only one. She has this very, very private, personal, intimate thing with her husband. All of these simonim. And she knows that when her husband said the words taitofas, it means these exactly what we're doing. It's Torah Shebaal Peh. The gnizu from the chasm. And it's begilui min ha'aretz that we bring out. Like the mother that has the baby with all the limbs. And where do all this begin? And why is it, what's the bini yaseira by the isha? Where does it come from? But even Hashem alakim is atzela. It says in the beginning, in Bereishis, that Hashem built Chava, which is la'el alayi Chava das, so I don't have time for it, but he built Chava from that part that came from Adam HaRishon. And on that pasuk, Vayiven, Hashem built Chava from Adam. So Chazal said, Melamed, Shenosan, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Bini Yaseir B'isha, Yaisim Adi'ish. That's the pasuk where we learn that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Bini Yaseir B'isha, Yaisim Adi'ish. Chaviv and Divrei Soifim, Yoisim and Divrei Torah. The Bini Yaseir of the Eishes Chal, Teres Bala, who the husband doesn't have to say more than a word or to give a little bit of a look, and the wife understands that this means tefillin. In the Shishim Ribay Perushim, Ki Mi'ish Lukachazais, because the Yanika is from Shemayim, Ayid is Hezen Hemachelik Lukami Malmamish, Ayid is a Shtik Elokus, even though you don't see, he looks like another person. And you say, what do you mean? A Jew's different than a guy? It doesn't look any different. But the Yanika of Ayid, Ayid is Ki Mi'ish Lukachazais, the Bini Yaseir of the Ish is because she's. There's a chibud, there's a zivug, that the two of them are mamish v'hoyu la'achod v'yadecha, v'hoyu l'basar echad, kutshe b'ichu k'nesis Yisrael, it's one. So the Torah Shebaal Peh comes from Torah Shebichsav, and Torah Shebichsav is so that there should be a Torah Shebaal Peh. And that's why I said at the end 2 weeks ago that we see an amazing thing. That it says in the Torah, Umigdana is nosan la'achehu li'ima, that Eliezer gave gifts. When he came, he gave gifts to the family. He gave what? It says Mikdonais, delicacies. Rashi says, Mikdonais, loshen megodim, shehevi imai mine peirais shal Eretz Yisrael. He brought fruit from Eretz Yisrael. Tubasha. He brought peiris from Eretz Yisrael. That's what Eliezer brought by the Zivig. Peiris of Eretz Yisrael. Because the whole inyan of the Zivig is what? Is the Elon, Saraf, Shishimiba Peiris. The Yud Beis Anafim, the Shivim Anfe Anafim, the Shishim Ribay Peiris, all Torah Shebaal Peh. The Zivik takes place by the Be'er, which is the Be'er of the waters meeting, and from there comes out all the Torah that will be from this Zivik of Kutche B'ichu and Knesset Yisrael, and therefore the Peiris are brought from Eretz Yisrael. Why the Peiris of Eretz Yisrael? We're only going to read, because it's already the time to get ready for Shabbos. We're just going to read the next sentence or two. Just the next sentence. Well, you know, one sentence from Rav Kook sometimes is a few pages, but we'll just read a little bit of the sentence. Utsvicha Eretz Yisrael is benuya. Now, all we know is that so far all we've been talking about is Torah, right? All we've been talking about is Torah Shabbat Sav and Torah Shabbat Peh. And then the Tzaddik hits us with a funny thing. He brings Eretz Yisrael over here, it seems from nowhere. And he says, in order for this to work, the Zivik, in order for everything to work properly, the Chasam Kala, Peiris, Utsvich Eretz Yisrael has to be built. Chol Yisrael Yoishem Aleha, and all the Yidden have to live there. The Sudar Mechol Sidraim, everything in its proper place, living properly. Mikdash U'malchus, the Beis HaMikdash, and with the King. Kahuna Nevuah, Shoiftim, V'Shoitrim, Mechol Tachsi, Seim, everything. I'll come back this next week. Only then, Oz Chai Hi Teresh Valpeh, V'Chol Ziv Tefarta, only then can the Teresh Valpeh flourish in all of its splendor and glory, Perachas, blossoming, umala nitzah, and brings forth blossoms and feathers, blossoms come out. Shiva, you like that bloomer, right? I know, blossom, I know. Mischaberus the Torah Shebechsav, when I learned I also left, I was thinking it would make you happy. Mischaberus the Torah Shebechsav, v'chol shiyu kaimasa. And then there's a zivig, when the Jewish people are living in Eretz Yisrael, which is the earth, which is Malchus, which is heaven and earth meeting, in Eretz Yisrael, the land of Nevuah and Malchus, then, only then, can the tree truly bear all of its fruit. In the earth of Eretz Yisrael, with everything being in the right seder, Migdash, Malchus, Kun, and the Vuh, Shaitan, and the Shaitan, then, Chai hi teresh bal peh, b'chol ziv tefarta, perachas umal and yitzah. It's not enough for the husband and wife to get married, have to settle in Eretz Yisrael. Umischaber is the teresh b'chsav, b'chol shia kamasa. Only then can the teresh bal peh and the teresh b'chsav be mischaber, can they be fused together, be'emes, in total perfection, with nevuah from Shemayim, and malchus from this world, and teres Hashem, Shemayim, hazinu Shemayim v'adaberot, teres Shebechsav, and then v'sishma ha'aretz, in Eretz Yisrael, imrei fi, could there be a complete chibur of teres Shebechsav and teres Shebechsav, and because we are not in Eretz Yisrael, and because of Golus, Rav Kook will continue, which we're going to learn next week, that there is a separation between Teresh B'Chsav and Teresh B'Alpeh. And there are Yidden that they like Teresh B'Chsav, there are Yidden that like Teresh B'Alpeh, but the two are not being Mischaber Keroi. They're not joining together properly. Teresh B'Chsav, Teresh B'Alpeh. It's not in a healthy Zivig. We have to get the Chas and the Kala back together, and that's the cell. We should be Zayich, Mitzvah Shem, it should be now, with Mashiach, Zekenim, Hebrew, Amen.